Right, so here Thursday night, or Lechav Gimelier. Welcome, welcome. I hope I'm not in Chayim or anything. You can, like, move closer.
I don't want to take anyone's spot.
No, it's your
we'll
spot.
Tell you, we'll spot. Tell you. We'll throw you out. We're very not nice people. We'll throw you right out. Please, there's no reason. Okay, whatever you want. So we're in Shmaitzah Zion Perek Beis. And the Shmaitzah is dealing, now we're in the middle, Shmaitzah is dealing with the conundrum of if an Ein Echad comes, one witness comes and tells a woman her husband died, even if the woman herself says that my husband died, so she's believed and she can get married. So it's not so clear. Normally that's not something an Ein Echad would be naman about. Maybe it's the Oraisa, maybe it's the Rabbanon. Right, okay. But the conundrum is that her co-wife, the dinner, she's not believed, but that'd be the co-wife. Ironically, you're afraid she would lie, and because she's hoping the co-wife gets married and gets messed up. So even if she gets married, so there's a whole circular reasoning thing. We went through it all already, and the Shmaitz is going with the Rishalmi that once she's not believed on the co-wife, then we could believe her on herself, because she knows she's not going to accomplish anything by lying, because she knows the co-wife's not getting married anyway. Anyway, but the co-wife can eat truma if this husband, who's presumably dead, and she's getting married again. But if he's a kohen, the co-wife can eat truma. And from the Rambam, it's mashma even truma d'oraisa. So that's called a conundrum. That's a good word for it. Like, how could that be? So the Shmaitza answered, and we're up to his elaboration and explanation. He said that's clear that the basis for believing the woman or the Eid Echad that says her husband died is not, it's not a clarification like to aid them. It's because we assume she would be telling the truth. It's based on assumptions and presumptions and etc. But it's not clarity. It's not to aid them. It's not Birur HaEmes. He says the biggest raya is that you don't let the sons go in and take over the inheritance. You don't let them sell the field because they're the inheritors. Right? They're not yours. They're nachla al piha or al pida eid echad. So you see clearly it's not a clear thing, and therefore, so that's why it's not such a big stira if we treat each one differently. And then he turns his attention to the Tosis. To Tosis, who first says, it's not a contradiction for legally to say two Piskei Din that are contradictory, because that's how Jewish law works many times. You turn to one person and you say the Din is your mutter to get married. And you turn to the other person and you say your mutter to eat truma. And then the wife says they can't both be right. And he says, what?
You're
that's
right
the punchline.
Too.
You're also right. That's the punchline. So we do that. But Tosis says sometimes we don't do it. You see that by Sota, you learn out that Sufik Sota, so it has to be possible. And if two people, one of which became Tomei, if two people became Tomei, Sufik Tumah B'Shus HaYochid, so we don't paskin that they're both Tomei Vadai, giving each one the psak of Sufik Sota, Sufik Vadai, because it's impossible. We know that only one became Tomei, not both. So it turns out, we learned this last night, by Shnei Shvilin, he says, when you want to learn out from Sufik, to learn out from Sota, then you learn out from Sota that it has to be possible. So the din of Sota that we learn out, that Sufik Tumah B'Shus HaYochid Sveiko Tomei, Sufik Kavadai, you learn out, you can't learn out if it's impossible. Why are they both, they're both Tomei Misafik? You don't say Chazaka, so you do learn out from Sota, but we said that's not a problem, because that is possible. They are both Tomei, they are both Sufik Tomei. You have two people who are Sufik Tomei, so that's possible. In fact, that's the case. Two people on Sufik Tomei. So you learn out from Sota that you don't go Bosa Chazaka. It is a Chiddush, because that sets up Sota. It's not such a big Chiddush. I mean, It sets up sota as a two-step chiddush. You don't go out on sota that you don't go basa chazaka, and she's tame even misafek. And then another shlav you learn out from sota, this chiddush din called safek kavadai. It's treated as a vadai issue. Oh, but you're not learning anything out from sota. You're going basa chazaka. You're being matar each person. One person for sure walked in a shvil that's tamei. The question is which one. Tosis is going that safek tuma b'shus harabim sveiko tohor because of cheskas tyra. Tyra and Safek Kabadai. Yeah. Yeah. That's apparently because you see they're both Safek Tumah, you don't say the Torah. So. But that's not a steer, because they could both be Safek Tumah.
But if they come together, and they're both Safek Tumah, and if they're Safek
No, even if the Shnei Shvilin come together, you don't paskin, they're both Torah.
Yeah, no,
that's only because, but technically, by Shnei Shvilin and Rosh Hashanah, we're very comfortable and okay with the din that they're both Torah, because it's based on Cheskos Taira, and each one has a Chazaka. So that's not a problem. Now the Shmaitzah, that's where we're up to. So that's the Tzushtel of the Shmaitzah. So we're up to the paragraph that starts with Vahachinami. I don't know Vahachinami. I don't know if they all have a paragraph that starts that way. Vahachinami Rotsu Taisus Loimar. Yeah? Vahachinami? You have it on page Chav. Vahachinami, do you have it? Vahachinami Rotsu Taisus Loimar. So that's what Taisus is sushtelling. Taisus is saying he has a problem with letting the woman get married and letting the tzora eat truma, because you see, because that's impossible. The husband's either dead or alive. So lama the tzorosa muteres afilo betruma diaraisa. At first, Tosfos wanted to say that indeed the tzora can eat even truma diaraisa. The hitzino saying this woman can get married. Meanwhile, one wife is getting remarried, and the other wife is eating truma diaraisa. So at first Tosfos was okay with that. Midi da'avi ha'shnei shvilin. It's like shnei shvilin that we're telling each one tor. D'chol chad v'chad tor. Avagav d'sasri adodeh. It's contradictory. D'yesh aliyah shneim torim. Because we know one shvil is tamei, and we know that one walked in one and one walked in the other. So that's what Tosfos at first thought, that was safe here also, having contradictory psakim. You see, by Shnei Shvilin, we're not afraid of contradictory psakim, as long as each one is eiskalten. So then, the Chosav Kaislu, then Tosfos says, Miu ika hocha the oven isura mimonoshach, v'chai gavna lo yalfinan misota. So the question is, what in the world is Tosfos talking about? Sota is something with Safek Tumma. Here, it's Isur, Eishas Ish, the husband, is he alive, is he dead? Who's talking about Safek Tumma? What is Tosfos bringing in from Sota that he felt that reawakens the problem? How can you give a psukim that are impossible? So what are the two stelling? Ubir Advorms and Ishmaitzah says that this is the point. When you're giving a definitive psak, what the Shmaitzah is going to say is that Chazaka is not. Now here's where it's, you have to understand what the Shmaitzah is saying. But if you read it too quickly, it sounds like he's saying Chazaka is not a definitive psak. But we know that that's not true. You'll kill a woman if she's Becheskos Eishes Ish. And you have a suffix if she's an Eishes Ish, and she's Becheskos Eishes Ish, you'll kill her. Of course Chazaka is a definitive psak. But he means the good old, it's not clarification. You haven't, Chazaka is not, doesn't clarify. It says let matters remain at the status quo. If you don't know what to do, let it remain at the status quo. So that's the din Chazaka. You haven't clarified, still a 50-50 chance in reality, but follow Chazaka. So it's a definitive psak. See, again, if you read this right too fast, you might miss this point. It's a definitive psak. And you kill it, you cycling ala chazokas. But it's not a clarifying psak. It's not a birur. That's the word you want to hear. So it's not a beer. So that's what Taikas is sustained. Tchalecha the onu morin ho ra'a vadois. So he calls it a ra'a vadois. Again, I'm explaining what he means. He doesn't mean a ra'a vadois. Chazaka is a ra'a vadois also. Akaponim yeshur lahoros a ra'a vadois. He means a clarification, a birur. Yeshur lahoros ho ra'a vadois. Wait, let me finish. Yeshul Horos Horo Vadois, you can't paskin something contradictory when it's a Vadai Horo. She was Shneim Tmeim. Bechlola the Sophic Tumor, Bishos Ayochet Vadai Tomi. Even the Yeshul Leos, she used Shneim Tumor Vadois.
So what do we paskin in that case
then? We paskin they're both Sophic Tomi. You can't paskin, you can't apply the din of Sophic Vadai to both. Because we know they're both not Vadai Tomei. That's impossible. We know they're both not Tomei. So they're both Sofik Tomei. Avo Bishnei Shvilim, Hadda Torah and Shneim, Lav Horo Vados Mikri. I know he says those words. I'm telling you, he doesn't mean Horo Vados. Yeah, I'll say it again. Eladanon lo metan. I'll tell you what the Shmaitzer really means, but I don't want to go into it. There's really two ways of looking at Chazaka. As an active psak and as a passive psak. Active is, the Gemara uses both lashonos. The Gemara in Shas uses hamidenu al cheskoso, which is an active, and then the Gemara also uses the lashon of al totsienu misofek. Leave well enough alone. That's more passive. So the Shmaitz is talking really that it's a passive psak. That's really what he's saying. And therefore it's not an active or raw vada. Again, you'll kill a woman by leaving her in cheskosei shazish. But it's not a raw vada because it's passive. It's, in the Lashon HaGemara, ishazu b'cheskosei shazish omedes u'misofei katobo v'atira al totsieno misofei. You can't make a change. I mean, that's the din chazaka. You don't make changes in the status quo unless you know for sure that they occurred. That's what they're talking. As long as you're misupik, if the change occurred, so you leave it at the status quo. That's chazaka. So the Shmaitz is talking about it in that vein, as if it's very passive. Just leave it the way it was. We can't be metami ha misveika if you have a cheskos taira. Even the lechalecha at cheskos taira, lechalecha dike cheskos taira, and at the yochel etamo, at sheneida sheyotzu mecheskoso. So by the shnei shvilin, each person has a cheskos taira. So like we're forced to paskin that each one's tor, because each one has the din chazaka val totzienu be something. The derami kavodas toisus reishnida. That's what toisus means. Gabi shnei shvilin, the metarin and shneya. It's like ridiculous. You're passing that each one's tahor. You're letting him walk into the Beis HaMikdash. You're letting him eat kachim. You're letting him eat truma. And we know one of them's tameh. But that's the way it goes. Torah is also a legal system. And in the legal system of Torah, that's the way the cookie crumbles. That's the way it works out. Because we're not learning anything out from Soda, the Makmina Kalecha the Cheskos Taira. Now, Shmait is bothered by a question. Just like you say by Soda, you don't learn out the din that you want to. If it's impossible, because Soda is possible, right? You don't learn out an impossibility from Soda. Hey, Frekta Shmait. Chazoka, you also learn out from a possible. By the Kohen with the Tzaraz Habayis, he assumes that the Tzaraz stayed there. He says, why don't you learn out from there that you only say Chazaka when Chazaka is possible? Why don't you learn out the same type of limiting factor? Bavo got the Chazaka.
Why
Talmud of the Chazaka, the Alfina B'Shas. It's a pasuk. Who be dechsev v'yata koyim in habayis. Dilna denofik v'yosa batzul eishira. Eretz you follow the Chazaka. Ayin shom per kamet dechulim. Vim keim b'chazaka nami. Neimo. Tafka hecha shiyocholios keim. And you only did mazul. Lo keim b'shnei shmila. The yesha shiyu tohir in shneya. Funny you say that. Now, so his answer is
what?
That the real reason is what we said. He says, "Bichlal not a psak." Each one has alto tiena misofek. So you're not paskening something that's impossible. You're really not being motzi each one from their chazaka. He thought it was like a lima. The place's lashon was right, right. That's what he's saying. It's really a svara. Bavol gav the chazaka the afinu b'shasu mitzvah yotzer kamen abayi. Yeah. Ela the chazaka eino harav v'dois. Ela danonu d'lo maskin nechaskoso. We can't change the thing status quo. We don't have enough information. We don't have enough information to change the status quo. So we go to each guy, and we don't have enough information to remotely him from his custom tyrant.
We
can't paskin active positive psukim that can't be that are contradictory.
But we can leave.
You can passive psukim. That's what he's saying. This is passive. You can't change the status quo. Be suffering. That's how he's describing it in Chazaka. And Echanami, it's not clear that Shmaitzer would be able to say what he's saying if you took a more active view of Chazaka that you paskin to assume he's an Eishes Ish. It's a you're assuming star. Nothing. Shmaitzer, not Tosfos. Because it sounds from Tosfos that you're saying that since you learned out from Sota, it has to be Dumyut to Sota. Possible. You're saying, Ashkayach, this you learned out from the Koyan. You learned out from the Koyan, it has to be Dumyut to Koyan. That has to be possible. Then that's not really the Nakuda. The Nakuda is this active passive that he saw.
Why should the Gemara be bothered also with that second that he's going to close the door?
That's how you learn out. That's how you learn out Chazaka. That's the limit of Chazaka.
The way we're learning Chazaka, like that's
the limit of Chazaka. That's a Torah dicka way of resolving sfeikos. If not for the limit, you wouldn't have the right to do that. You would say it's a suffix. So we derive to the chumrah. What gives you the right to follow Chazaka and to say it was okay yesterday, it's probably okay today? What gives you the right to say that? It's in Chazaka, that's learned out from the Koyim. Koyim just wanted, the Shmaitzer just wanted that you should learn out that it has to be possible. Dinyan Chazaka, now, he's going to bring a raya. He's going to bring a raya that Chazaka is somewhat passive. I am. Chazaka, I'm very good at the Rambam. We had this in Shmaitzer Beis, I think. He quotes a Rambam in Perish and Mishnayos, Soy Perik Basra the Nozir, where the Mishnah's Lashon is, Shechesnas Tomei Tomei, Shereglayim Ludover. It's talking about the Tomei goes to be Toivel in this Tumas HaTahoyim, in the Mikvah, so you assume he's Tomei, Shecheskas Tomei Tomei, and they want to bring a raya about Mavzikim Yisaliyasa from there. Batam Bezeh, Mashomah Shecheskas HaTomei Tomei, Yupirish Raglayim Ludover, the Rambam says, Sheha'inyan Yotso Ludover, She'en Lo Tachlis, Kozman She'neilech Achar Evshoris. Rambam says, it's wonderful. Rambam says, if you start taking into account all possibilities of things that might have occurred, your life's going to be one big mess. It's not possible to live with being choshesh to everything that might have happened. Va'omnamo'ikor, the Rambam talking, when something happens that makes us wonder, we'll just leave it the way it was. We'll leave it in its status quo. Until something comes that we know it changed. But if you're mistaken, it changed. So you can't live with maybe it changed. Maybe this, maybe that. You gotta assume nothing changed until you know for sure it changed. Kol dover sheyia bo sofek ve'efsharus acher, areza lo yustalei kachazoka. Ad kama shoma. I read the chazoka, so the Rambam definitely describes chazoka as like, leave well enough alone. You can't change things till you know for sure they change. I read the chazoka in a row, and does all the shunim and nichim also becheskoso, and she yovel dover mabur, she yivatleu me'ezo, me'ezo ka chazoka. Aber kolleg dik ko yo va dos in no more in all the dumb shit khalil stop because of a limus soto but just in smoro that's the nature if you're passing a rob a dos you can't pass from something contradictory what would be questionable I mean there's a gray area in the shmaitzer what about if you take the other view of chazok that it's not totally passive like the Loshon HaGemara about Tosyana Misafek, but you talk to take a more active approach, and it's, you possibly, you know, you should assume it's Tor, you should assume it's Tomei. But it's still not a Birur. The Schmeitzer seems to me went to an extreme. To say is your soul, he went to an extreme, because he says clearly it's not a positive clock, it's a passive clock. But the truth is, even if it's a positive clock, I could see the Schmeitzer making a chiluk and saying that even if it's a positive psak, but if it's not a birur, if it doesn't claim to have clarified the reality of what happened, it's just, you know, leave it on the side of the slope if we don't know what happened. But that's a definitive psak.
How's it a positive psak?
What?
How's it a positive psak? How's it an active positive
psak? It's a positive psak. It's positive then star. It's not paskening, leave the Torah because you don't know for sure if it became covenant. It's more active.
You're not changing it. You're not taking it from covenant to Torah, is it?
We're talking about something Torah.
Yeah, so anyway, so how can it be an active positive? It can't be active, it can't be positive.
Well, you have a suffix. It can't be a birur. It can be active. That's what I mean. I think.
What's active about it?
To me, it's a psak. It's a positive psak. You're posturing to assume it's Torah. The Schmeitzer goes to an extreme. He says, you're posturing because the psak of Chazaka is that leave well enough alone. You can't change the status quo until you know for sure it had reason to change.
Yeah,
that's very passive.
How is it ever not like that? That's always Chazaka.
I'm finding one could make a case, as I'm sure if Shimon does, and I do from different Lashonis of the Gemara, that it's more active than that. It's not so passive. It's, you're posturing that it's Tohar. You're not
possible coming from a place of like, I don't want to change it. Your posketing is Torah.
That's its koach.
Yeah, so.
I'm agreeing with you. I'm saying as long as it's not a birur, the Schmeitzer's chiluk is still a chiluk. Even if he wouldn't go to such an extreme in saying it's a negative clock, it's a passive.
Negative.
I think it's passive. I think you could even say it's an active clock. It's not a birur. Once it's not a birur, we can live with them both being taught. Okay. Not this, Nakasha. I'm making an observation. We pass it at Star. See that? Isn't that easy?
No, but why does it make the Mazaka still an active, passive thing? Shock is active, but then you're talking about the Mazaka is a passive thing anyway.
So, that's the Kishkus of Chazaka. Is not to change the status quo. But we paskin, we paskin it's taller. Call the parish, Meruba parish. It's an active plot. Yes, the paskin it. So what? Chazon the close will be an active plot. Okay, but the Shnaitza, Lechaira, and especially you have to bring out the Rambam, is very, he talks, it's passive. That's the Rambam, that's how the Rambam describes Chazaka. You can't live with maybes.
And then he contrasts that with by Chazaka.
The Rambam is just talking about Chazaka. Chazaka is a very successful that you don't follow Chazaka. Because it's a passive clock, we can live with this contradictory talking. We can live with it because each one, because it's not positive. A horror of Ados, we can't live with contradiction. That's what he says. Again, I could see a swara even if it would be an active clock. But since it's not a birur, so I could see we also could live with a contradiction. I didn't have to go to such an extreme. I'm sure if Shimon talks about this. Okay, let's finish up the parak. Shmachi calls with toys, that's what toys means when they ride. So here, Tosis looks at it that there's a horror of Ados that she's allowed to get married. So how can you say she can eat truma? But then talk about truma, then came by the chai. Tosis doesn't mean because it likes something soito. That's something tumma. Here we're dealing with an issa, like no tushka. Tushka then says this might say that a horror of Ados, we cannot live with a contradiction. And the only reason we do shnei shvilin is because it's not a horror of Ados. The actual horror of Ados, the dover she yev shalios. And the dafka b'shnei shvilin do me nachmat chazoko, do ain't a horror of Ados, from the time she kasavdu, the chazoko ain't a badai, ela shonu manich in a dover b'chazkaso, may metaman also the shveika, and if he shein anu holchen achar hem shoriyos, where's it going now? That's the Rambam's logic. Now the Shmaitzer goes back and says that it seems to the Rambam that she can eat from a deer rice taka. Right? So that's certainly Nicha the Toichal Betrum Adir Raisa. Then clearly, we don't know for sure that one of them is doing an iser, right? If it works with Afkin or Abana Kedushamine, then it's not even a contradiction. She could remarry, her Kedusha was this guy. And this lady could eat truma because of the Chazaka, her husband's alive. Yisusha Tinosi, Akron Abana Kedushamine, the Layal de Yisura. Yisusha Tocha Betrum Abad. So that's Kedushamine. The Shmait is suggesting that the Rambam holds like Rashi. You know, it's a little weird. You would think the Rambam would say such a thing. If the whole mechanics was of Kinner Rabbona Kedushamine, the Rambam would have said it. Very strange. That's what he's saying. If the Rambam allows it, It's not clear what the Rambam means. So the Shmaitz is saying that the Rambam means the Rabbona. But here he's suggesting he meets Rashi's the Rabbanu, which is Afkinu. That's really weird. I think it sounds like Tosis is the Rabbanu. It's Stavro to believe it. But Shemachi saw some around and talking about Truma. He just wants the Rambam to make sense that you can eat Truma D'Oraisa. So the only way to avoid an Isra for both is really with Hapkinah. The Rashba, the way the Rambam, if you learn the Rambam that he's saying it's Stavra, right, so then you still have the conundrum. How could she get married and she eat Truma?
We're only Mafia Kedusha if he's dead anyway. This doesn't really help, and if he's dead, it shouldn't be Truma. Why does Mafia help her eat Truma?
Mafia Kedusha from the lady, not from the Tzara. The Tzara can eat Truma. The lady can't eat Truma.
We're only Mafia her Kedusha because we're assuming her husband's dead.
Well, yeah.
So she
can't eat Truma.
Another woman should be able to eat Truma. Same husband. He's dead, he's dead.
Yeah.
I don't see why saying Mafia lets the other woman eat Truma. We're only saying Mafia under the assumption that he's dead. If, he's not, if it turns out he's not dead, we say it was not Mafia.
I don't know. But we don't find out.
If we don't find that,
they're mafkia. They will mafkia it. She can get married. And she can eat truma. You're right. If the husband turns up alive, we got a problem. But if one of the husbands doesn't turn up, that's the way it is. She can eat truma and she can get married. Mafkia the rabbana kedusha minay. Okay.